If you turn back in your bulletins to page 7, and the reading from 2 Thessalonians. Last week we also focused on a section of 2 Thessalonians. As Paul wrote that letter to the people, the Christians in Thessalonica, he was writing to them to help them to be confident about the last day, to be confident about the end times, to know that Jesus is coming to save those who trust in him, and not to be alarmed and not to be swept away by other theories. And so now we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and he's starting to draw his short letter to a close. And in the section that we have there, what jumps out, or what potentially jumps out, is right there in verse 4. It says, "You are doing and will do the things we command." You are doing and will do the things that we command. And we get concerned when we read a verse like this. We see a verse like this, especially in the context of waiting for Christ to return, and we start thinking, am I doing the things commanded by Paul, which are really the things commanded by the Lord? Am I really doing them? And how do I know that I'm doing them? And how do I know that I will do them in the future? I think a verse like this causes us to worry and get anxious, and yet we have this like laser-like focus to immediately jump to a verse like this. We have this uncanny ability to focus on commands in the midst of a scripture passage. We tend to be action-oriented people. What do I have to do? What is this scripture passage telling me about what action to take? And so no matter what the rest of that paragraph says, we sometimes have that tendency to just zero in and see that Paul says, you are doing and will do the things we command, as if the central thing in Scripture is us. But now let's look at the passage again, back up to verse 3. Verse 3, Paul says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ." Now how does the passage sound? God's action is central. God's action is central, and it's all over the place in these sentences. Doing and will do the commands of the Lord. Paul has confidence in the Lord about this. Look at that. Paul doesn't just jump in with a sentence that stands on its own that says, you are doing and will do the things that God commanded. It's in the context of a whole sentence. In fact, I didn't do my grammar this morning, but isn't that a dependent clause? So that, right? Anybody going to correct me on my grammar or confirm me in my grammar? It's a dependent clause, I think. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, so that, with the result that you are doing and will do things that the Lord commanded. What's the main thing in that sentence? The main thing is, we have confidence in the Lord about you. This is God's action all over the place. It is not primarily our action. And as we look to the last days, as we know that the end times will come, that Jesus will return, whether it's this passage or other passages, God keeps directing our attention to his action. What Christ has done to die and rise again and give us new life. To die and rise again and promise that he will come back to bring us to be with him for eternity. that God's action is that we are sinners, and yet he has provided this plan of salvation, forgiveness, redemption. As the days draw near, focus on him. Look at the cover of the bulletin. This was my attempt, with what I had at hand, to capture the idea of being established and guarded in the faith, established and guarded by the Lord. So what I had at hand, yes, pun intended, what I had at hand was a Lego figure and actually my dad's hands. They were visiting last weekend. And I said, Dad, I need your help. I need your hands. And so we tried to work this out. But I had this image in my head. What does it mean that we are established and guarded? He will, it says, the Lord will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And I had this image of God first establishing us, like holding us, balancing us, right? So that's the fingers there on the top of her head, establishing us, putting us into this place where he wants us to be, needs us to be. Sorry, I can't hold that position anymore. That's established. But then we're also guarded. There is God's hands around us. We are also guarded. Not only does he set us up in faith, he also guards us. That was the image in my head. I don't know if it works with the Lego figure in my dad's hands. But you get the idea, I hope. Established and guarded. And then if we want to get, you know, all nerdy and even more grammatical, guess what the Greek does? What, Pastor? The Greek isn't established and guarded, like done deal. It is an ongoing action. It is a way that Greek can use verbs in a little differently than English. But basically it means you have been established and will continue to be established. You have been guarded and you will continue to be guarded. So this is not like, you know, established, and then he takes his finger away, and then guarded, and then he takes it away. No, he will continue to establish you. He will continue to guard you. You fall over, you struggle in faith, he will establish you and keep establishing you. You are afraid and wondering about the attacks of the evil one, God will continue guarding you. And it is his action. It is all his action. As the last days approach, as the end times approach, as we hear about remaining faithful to the Lord, it doesn't change anything than what we've heard in the rest of Scripture. Throughout Scripture, we have heard that we are sinful and unable to save ourselves, and that we're going to need Jesus to die in our place, rise again to give us new life, to forgive our sins. Throughout Scripture, we hear we're going to need God to do this action. And even as the day approaches, and God says, remain faithful. And Paul says, I'm praying that you remain faithful. And we pray for one another to remain steadfast in the Lord. Even in those days, it will be the Lord who is doing the establishing, who is doing the guarding. Look briefly with me at the other passages for today. Page 7 in the bulletin, the Old Testament reading. Our laser-like focus might go right to verse 4. It's even a separate paragraph. Helps our laser-like focus. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb, or Mount Sinai. So again, our laser-like focus might focus on, oh, look, we're supposed to keep the law. It is about what I do. But that would take it out of context. Go back to verse 2. But for you who fear my name, who have faith in him, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. It's a beautiful image that the righteousness of God will rise with healing in its wings, who will lift you up in his righteousness. Before we ever get around to the part about remembering the commandments, we already see that God is the one at work. God is doing that. I'm not doing the healing in my own wings of righteousness. No, that is the Lord coming into our lives. Go to the gospel. What page is that? Nine? Page nine? Gospel. Okay. Jump down to verse 12. Laser-like focus would say, here come the last days. Here's the action I'm going to anticipate I'm going to have to do if I'm going to be faithful. Verse 12. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. And we could just focus on that, that remembering that, you know, when the persecutions come, we are going to have to bear witness. We are going to have to speak about our faith. And we could just stop right there. But then we would be missing God's action. Verse 15. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. That's God's action. He is establishing. He is guarding. Verse 18. But not a hair of your head will perish. That is confidence in the Lord. He is the one promising that you will be established, guarded, protected. Verse 28, the last verse. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And again, it is God's action. We could just focus on, well, I've got to straighten up, right? I've got to raise my head. But why straighten up and raise your head? Because your redemption is drawing near. It is the Lord coming with power and glory. He is the one who is doing this grand work. You have been established and will continue to be established in the faith. You are guarded in the faith and will continue to be guarded. Not a hair of your head will be harmed. This is the Future Vision 2020. Future Vision 2020. What is going to happen in the future? What will happen in the end times? Future Vision 2020 centers in on God's work. Yes, the end times are coming, but he's inviting you to straighten up and raise your heads, because if we have this future forward vision, the future forward sees that redemption is drawing near. And it's mission supporting. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom. So then we speak to one another. We speak to one another about being servants of God, and we speak about this with confidence, confident in the Lord. Even when we begin to speak to one another about these commands, about what God would have us to do, we speak to one another about this out of our confidence in the Lord. So we've been talking about spiritual gifts here at Bethel, right? We talk about being equipped by God to pray, eat, love, equipped by God for our mission. And we're confident in that for each one of you. I'm confident in that for each one of you, that you have been equipped by God, because I'm confident in the Lord about you. Our future faith, yes, we will face many challenges. You will straighten up and raise your heads, and I am confident in that, because I am confident that the Lord is establishing and guarding you. These are his ongoing actions in your life. When we speak about sharing the faith with one another and sharing the faith with family and friends, you will speak faithfully. You will bear witness. You will speak of your faith when challenged and afraid and threatened and embarrassed. I'm confident in this because I'm confident in the Lord about you. I am confident that he will give you a mouth and wisdom, that he is establishing and guarding you. Confident, not because we did a whole bunch of training on what to say. I am confident in the Lord. Training might be good, But it is the Lord who is doing this work in you. It might be good for us to really talk, how do I follow the commands of God? But it is confidence in the Lord for where this all flows. And you will be there that last day, seeing the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. You will be there to be raised to eternal life. And I am confident of this, not because I'm confident in you and how great you are. I am confident you will be there because I am confident we are confident in the Lord. We are confident that his redemption is drawing near. Not a hair of your head will perish. You are established and will be established. You are guarded and will be guarded. It's a magnificent confidence to have confidence in the Lord. Praise God for what he has done. And let us always zero in on that. You people who are established and guarded. Amen.